This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. 2023 is the year people are spending a lot on services versus goods. That's forced businesses that sell stuff to purge a lot of the inventory built up earlier in pandemic. Their efforts seem to be working. Manufacturers surveyed by the Institute for Supply Management found inventory shrank in June. In fact, this ISM bunch say those inventories are now hovering near levels it considers too low. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
For one, low inventory levels are a sign that manufacturers and their clients have been managing the economic slowdown really well.
Really well means that nobody is wasting their cash resources on inventory that nobody needs.
That's Timothy Fiore with the Institute for Supply Management. He says if inventories are too low, that could be a sign that businesses might want to stock up on goods in the future. But what's more likely, he says, is that businesses are realizing they just don't need to stock up.
This is consistent with factory output getting better synced up with true demand at the ultimate customer level.
Even though demand for goods has been falling, people are still spending money on what are called discretionary products, things like furniture and clothing, says Mickey Chata at Moody's.
Part of that is unemployment is still low. That's holding up a lot of the spending.
But if the labor market gets worse and spending softens, companies might have to lower their inventory levels again. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.